This is the Reading Instruction Show. I am your host, as always, the genial one, Dr. Andy Johnson. Topic of today's podcast is direct and explicit instruction to teach skills in reading. Let's see if we can learn something today. Now, the terms direct and explicit instruction is often used to sell products or to persuade state legislators to make bad decisions. So let's unpack direct instruction. What is it? Direct instruction is a structured form of teaching where students receive information directly from the teacher. Sometimes called the elements of effective skills instruction, it's been around for years. Siegfried Engelmann is said to have, quote, invented, unquote, direct instruction in the early 1960s. He was working in advertising, analyzing the type of input needed to maintain viewer retention. He applied what he learned there to the design of instructional programs and techniques for teaching children. In the late 70s, Madeline Hunter repackaged direct instruction and put it in the form of a lesson plan consisting of 7 elements: anticipatory set, purpose, input, modeling, check for understanding, guided practice, closure. She described it as a scientific method for teaching. Sound familiar? If it were followed explicitly, it was said, the teacher was guaranteed to be successful and all students would learn. Imagine that. Well, every few years, someone claims to have discovered direct instruction and repackages it into a commercial product or service. However, here's the thing. All good teachers use direct instruction in some form to teach necessary skills. You don't need special training or expensive products to do it. It comes in a variety of forms. So this podcast, I'm going to identify the basic elements of direct instruction. And these can be used to effectively teach a skill of any kind in any area. I remember when I was coaching wrestling, I was using direct instruction. A purpose starts with the first one, a clearly defined purpose. This is usually put in the form of a statement or a single sentence that states exactly what it is you want students to learn. A clearly stated purpose defines the learning experience and provides focus for the lesson. Everything that follows should support the purpose statement. Direct instruction is purposeful. And here's the thing, even balanced literacy teachers and even whole language practitioners use very direct and very explicit instruction. It's not something magical that only structured literacy or science of reading people use. It's a pedagogical strategy. Everyone uses direct instruction. All right, off on a tangent. Purpose is the first one. The second one is input. The input is the specific information that students need to know in order to learn the skill. This would include a description of the skill, how to use it, and either modeling the specific steps or a demonstration with examples. The input should be well organized with a logical structure to enhance students' understanding. And using list or outline form as you're designing the lesson enables the sequence and structure of the lesson to be easily seen. This is both during the planning and the teaching of the lesson. All right, part of the input is the identification of procedural components with demonstration. If the skill involves several steps, like a study skill strategy, the skill should be introduced along with the specific steps. And a description should include what it is, why it's used, and how it's used. Next, cognitive modeling is used to demonstrate the skill. Here, the teacher thinks out loud while going through each step. For example, if I was teaching a study skill strategy, the input would be something like this. Boys and girls, we read informational text different than stories. We use special skills called study skill strategies. Read and pause is one of these strategies. Here are the steps. Step one, read a paragraph. Step two, pause. Step three, ask, do I understand? Step four, review or resume. Now watch me as I demonstrate. That's the basic essence. To teach a study skill strategy or a skill, a procedure broken down into steps. Now what about identify with examples? Some skills, such as letter sounds or recognizing letter sound patterns, don't have specific steps, like the short A vowel sound. In these cases, the letter sound or letter sound pattern is introduced along with many examples. For example, to illustrate, the short A lesson plan would include many examples of the CVC short A vowel words, of CVC short A vowel words. Students would then be able to practice reading them several times, and the input would be something like this. This is the letter A. It's a vowel. It makes the A sound, as in hat, m, an, la, at, f, an, at, ant. Specific information with lots of examples. The third part is guided practice, sometimes referred to as scaffolded instruction. This is where the teacher takes the whole class through each step of the skill several times. The goal is to provide the support necessary for students to use the skill independently. So here, they use, apply, or practice the skill several times as the teacher monitors their performance in order to assess their level of learning. This is called formative assessment. Small group activities can be effective here because they enable the teacher to see many students simultaneously and to hear their thinking processes as they discuss ideas with others. Guided practice is used with a gradual release of teacher responsibility. This means that less support is provided each time the skill is practiced until students can use the skill independently. And independent practice. Independent practice is practice of what students already know or can do. Students are practicing their learning by using or applying the new skill. Independent practice should be used to reinforce the skill that was just taught as part of input and guided practice. This should not be used to challenge students or to get a nice dispersion of scores. If successful, students should be able to complete independent practice with 95 to 100% success ratio. Again, this is practice of what has already been learned. This is not the place to evaluate their learning. But how do you know if they've learned, you say? Well, there are other times and places to assess learning. That's not our goal here. If guided practice is done correctly, of course, you already have a good sense of this. And the last part is review, revisit, and reapply. Mastery of any skill does not happen in a single setting. Learners must encounter new skills in a variety of situations and settings over time for mastery to occur. Good teachers revisit skills and review them and apply them at successively higher levels over time. They evaluate to document mastery, not to catch failure. Direct instruction. It's used to describe, often, structured literacy, as if balanced literacy, and as if all teachers don't use direct instruction. Direct instruction is a pedagogical strategy to be used for some purposes. It is not a method. This has been the Reading Instruction Show. I am your host, Dr. Andy Johnson.